MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, October 8, 2024. Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore. State commemorates the anniversary of Hamas attack on Israel. Triton updates new school plan. And the Lynn Ferry service is extended. Sunny today, mid-60s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 3:28 p.m. State House News reporter Allison Kuchnitz is writing that a year after the Hamas attack that killed 1,200 Israelis and resulted in more than 200 hostages taken to Gaza, Governor Mara Healey ordered that flags be flown at half-staff on Monday to commemorate the anniversary. Israeli officials say there are still 101 hostages in Gaza. The ongoing Israeli-Hamas war has claimed tens of thousands of Palestinian lives, and casualties are also rising in Lebanon, amid the escalating conflict between Israel and Hezbollah. Healey, in a statement reflecting on October 7, said the date marks when the terrorist group Hamas launched a horrific, indefensible attack on the people of Israel, as well as hundreds of Americans peacefully living there. Matt Petrie's reporting in the Daily News of Newburyport. The Triton Regional School District recently released a statement updating the community of what alternatives to partnering with the Massachusetts School Building Authority would look like as it continues work towards a plan to improve the aging Triton Middle High School. The original building opened in 1971 and was renovated in 2000 with an addition that included a gymnasium and a portion of the middle school. Some of the major systems were updated in 2000, but there are elements of the building infrastructure, including masonry, electrical, window frames, etc., that date back to the circa 1970 construction. District administration, the Triton School Committee, and representatives from the three Triton member towns of Newbury, Rowley, and Salisbury have been discussing a solution since completing a comprehensive facilities assessment in 2021, according to the statement. Since that time, the district has submitted three applications called Statements of Interest to the MSBA to partner on a long-term solution in calendar years 22, 23, and 24. The Triton Middle/High School was not selected in prior years, and the district will learn the outcome of the current application this December.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Gloucester Times reports a new program meant to certify all Gloucester High School ninth graders in teen mental health first aid was kicked off Monday. The program is a new partnership among Gloucester Public Schools, the city's health department, the Cape Ann YMCA, and the Justice Resource Institute. Powering implementation of the program is funding from the Tower Foundation awarded to the health department, according to Amy Cam, the school department's director of mental health and social-emotional learning. Teen Mental Health First Aid is an evidence-based training that teaches teens to identify, understand, and respond to signs of mental health and substance use challenges in their friends and peers. The training is designed to provide teens with the skills for supportive conversations with their friends and emphasizes the importance of getting help from a responsible and trusted adult, according to a statement from the partnership. And Emily Rosenberg writes in today's itemlive.com, rider demands in Lynn have brought the Massachusetts Department of Transportation to extend the Lynn Ferry service through November 29, beyond its typical seasonal schedule. The ferry operates off Blossom Street Pier and docks at Long Wharf, Boston, near Christopher Columbus Park. Schedules can be found at the MBTA website, mbta.com/ferry. The decision to extend the service is a result of public demand and the service's success during the summer months. The Lynn Ferry operates 10 trips per weekday, which will continue to operate through November 29. The ferry makes 11 trips on weekends, which will end for the season as planned on October 13. A one-way fare is $7 and $3.50 for reduced fare riders. Tickets can be purchased on the M-Ticket app or with cash or credit cards on board. The Bruins open their season tonight against the Panthers in Florida. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.